Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
It's the Cyril and Buddy show in the run-up to Saturday's AFL Grand Final.
Inevitably, Buddy, and Cyril Rioli's in the headlines this morning because it may have already been made by the Hawthorn match committee, but a decision's certainly going to be announced today about whether Cyril Rioli will play his first game of senior football since June when he did a hammy. He's made a couple of attempts to get back. He actually played a few moments, or quite a few moments, in the VFL grand final last weekend, but obviously that was carefully structured. He apparently had a meeting with Alistair Clarkson, the Hawthorn coach, yesterday, and I think the match committee's probably made a decision one way or the other. I've got to say, there's an awful lot of divided opinion, Fran. I mean, you've got Don Scott and Gary Ayres. Gary Ayres, a dual Norm Smith medalist, so he knows about grand finals, saying they shouldn't play him. But the president, Andrew Newbold, the president of Hawthorn, says Cyril must play. Now, he might be doing, floating a furphy to help the coach, or he might be doing what a lot of presidents do and sticking his bibby in where it's not wanted. But anyway, that's we'll see at when the selection's announced. And as for Buddy, well, this is an interesting observation from a man who doesn't too often make big statements. I'm talking about Peter Hudson, one of the great full forwards of his era, 1,800 goals in his career. He says no other forward has been under as much pressure as Buddy Franklin. Now, that's because Buddy, of course, played for Hawthorn last year, won a grand final, and now finds himself in a grand final against his teammates. And for those who don't know who Peter Hudson is and how much weight his opinion should carry, back in the 70s or 60s it was, someone put up a sign in front of a church, "What would you do if Jesus came back to earth?" And someone scribbled underneath it, "Move Peter Hudson to centre half forward, friend."
Yes, good for some, especially in the Hawks. Michael Ennis was accused a week ago of not showing enough respect for his opposing captain. Now, that's all changed, Warwick, with a tough game coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, no one expected Canterbury Bankstown, after finishing at the bottom of the ladder, to be where they are. And I think Michael Ennis, having tapped Cameron Smith on the head and copped the full wrath of Craig Bellamy for not showing respect to a legend of Australian rugby league, he's starting to realise that being a pest can have it bring its own pressure. So yesterday, when asked about Penrith, the opponents in the preliminary final, he said they're a quality side, the equal of Melbourne Storm. And that's a big rap, of course, given Melbourne Storm have been perennial champions in recent times. Now, Canterbury have got to this match by beating the Storm, and of course Manly were Warringah last week by that golden point. No one expected them to get here, but Ennis is saying now, having got to the preliminary final, they now feel they can go all the way. But once again, with that rider, that Penrith is a quality team, a team that's been rebuilding over a few seasons under their quality coach Ivan Cleary. So like the other game, South Sydney versus Eastern Suburbs, an absolute belter this weekend, Fran.
An absolute belter. And in the tennis, we did have some belting hopes for Casey Dellacqua at the Wuhan Open in China, but reality bites hard.
Yeah, look, Caroline Wozniacki, of course, the beaten finalist at the US Open. A quality player, a former world number one, and it didn't last very long in this third round match. 6-love, 6-3, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, good on you. Thanks very much. Warwick, back with us at 7:30.